Finally today, our global hit takes us to Kinshasa, the capital of the Democratic Republic of Congo. The World's Marco Werman is going to tell us about one band from Kinshasa that has just released its debut CD. And Marco, the story behind the band called Staff Benda Bilili is pretty darned extraordinary.
It really is. And when you listen to the music, you go, wow, this is amazing music considering all the challenges this band, all in wheelchairs, have to face in Kinshasa. And then you listen to the music again and you go, you know, forget about it. This is just great music, full stop.
Mama botanga malamu, oyo ebebi sanga. Tala lelo yo, nakoma moto na velo, nakoma kotambola na nzete.
And as you can hear, Lisa, it's that looping Congolese rumba that Staff Benda Bilili operates in. That's their world. They also do James Brown funk, even soulful, kind of borderline doo-wop. So it's great music.
You know, I gotta say, I don't remember James Brown or any doo-wop that uses frogs and crickets in the background. What's up with that?
The band is actually homeless, Lisa, and many of them live. They squat on the grounds of Kinshasa's zoo. The zoo is also where they recorded this album, so that's what you hear in the background, these little crickets and frogs.
Your outdoor studio.
Yeah, absolutely. The production team used a MacBook, a 400-foot-long extension cord that went to a no-longer-in-use refreshment stand at the zoo, and 12 microphones. Apparently, according to the liner notes, one of those mics used to belong to the great Belgian singer Jacques Brel, by the way.
So the band is homeless. Band members are all in wheelchairs. Do you know the nature of their disabilities?
Yeah, polio. Still a huge problem in much of the developing world. And in Congo, little known fact, polio tops the list of causes of human physical disabilities just after the ravages of war, the war being a civil war, which is still kind of bubbling away in parts of Congo. Just to remind our listeners, polio is a microscopic organism that gets into the gastrointestinal tract and in a number of cases attacks the nervous system. And that's what causes these atrophied limbs and in some cases no limbs at all. It's been eradicated in many parts of the world, but in Congo you still see the effects of polio. And even today, polio can be contracted, even though vaccination campaigns have been pretty successful in halving the fatalities among young victims of polio. But as I said, you still see these telltale signs of polio, and you have these somewhat up in years, 50, 60-year-old members of Staff Benda Bilili who have it, and they're in their wheelchairs, by the way, of their own design, some of them motorized, actually.
Well, it's a tough story to hear when you know that polio is preventable.
It's a tough story. It's a sad story, but it also has this uplifting kind of aspect to it, for sure. You know, these guys are able to produce this kind of beauty in this music, and it's kind of the byproduct of the challenges they've faced. A colleague and friend of mine, Andy Morgan, wrote a story about Staff Benda Bilili for the London newspaper The Independent a few months ago, and I just want to read these last lines of his story. Staff Benda Bilili and their world, where the battle against misery produces traits and values capable of making a pampered, sheltered Westerner feel jealous. Africa doesn't need our pity. Africa demands and deserves our admiration and wonder, our humility and respect. Staff Benda Bilili embody this truth with total dedication and style. And talking about style, Lisa, here's that kind of borderline doo-wop track I was talking about. The guitar-like sound that you're hearing is actually an instrument invented by the guy playing it, band member Roger Landu. His invention is called the santongé. It's a tin can with a straight frame around it and a single wire string.
Great.
These guys rock.
All right, this music is off. Which CD, Marco?
It's called Très Très Fort. Really, really strong, and it is. It's by Staff Benda Bilili from Congo.
All right, thank you very much. The World's Marco Werman. You can find out more, by the way, on our website, theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Lisa Mullins. Thanks for listening.